Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Sometimes modernistic preachers ridicule simple New Testament Christians' belief in the devil. They may even ask, did Jesus believe in the devil? The answer to that question is a simple no. He did not believe in the devil. He knew of the devil's existence and of his demonic designs on the entire human race. In our Lord's parable of the sower, he spoke of the seed which fell by the wayside. It was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. Luke 8:5. He explained the meaning of the seed which fell on the wayside soil and was devoured by fowls. Those by the wayside are they who hear. Then comes the devil and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Luke 8:12. Jesus angered the Jews when he said to them, you are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there was no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. John 8:44. Peter warned the early Christians, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. The word devil comes from the Greek diabolos and means accuser or slanderer. The book of Revelation was given directly by the Lord himself to John the Apostle. In fact, Jesus used the word devil in the book of Revelation 5 times and the word Satan, Satanas, 8 times. Will you please listen to these words? And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. And he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of God and the power of Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Revelation 12:9-10. Peter calls the devil our adversary. That word means an opponent in a lawsuit. This word should give us considerable insight into the nature of the devil and of his intentions for fallen men. Some of his deceptive practices and demonic designs can be understood by a simple reading of the book of Job. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said to Satan, whence have you come? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect man and an upright man, one who fears God and turns away from evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for naught? Have you not made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Job 1:6-10. Satan failed to lure Job into his kingdom, but he tried diligently to turn him away from God. My friends, the devil is just as real today as he was in the days of Job and of Jesus Christ. He has been curtailed in what he can do to God's children, but you can rest assured he is alive and well on planet Earth, to quote the title to one of Hal Lindsey's books. He is your enemy if you are committed to walking in the way of the Lord. He is your enemy whatever you do or fail to do. But he pretends to be your friend if you are God's enemy. He lives today, but eventually will be cast into eternal fire. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.